reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, Christ suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God. Put to death in the flesh, he was brought to life in the spirit. In it he also went to preach to the spirits in prison who had once been disobedient, while God patiently waited in the days of Noah, built during the building of the ark, in which a few persons, eight in all, were saved through water. This prefigured baptism, which saves you now. It is not a removal of dirt from the body, but an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers subject to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Someone close to me, who shall remain anonymous, once said to me while talking about Lent that Lent is a time for us to remember how bad we are. To be fair, this person recognized the penitential character of the season, but they did not fully buy into those holy rollers who claimed Lent was a beautiful and even joyful season. I don't think that we would say Lent is a time to remember how bad we are, but I also don't think that we can whitewash the challenges of Lent as a penitential season. This reading from Peter offers us a different view of the next 40 days that will be at once demanding and transforming. Surprisingly, perhaps, this reading is not about our sinfulness or penitential practices. It is about our goodness through baptism. We are reminded that in our baptism we are saved through the death and resurrection of Christ, the righteous one who suffered for us, the unrighteous. Our baptisms brought us into a new state of existence through Christ, but day to day we don't usually live as if we are any different. We often forget that Lent is not just a time for penance, but a time to rediscover the graces of baptism in our lives, to purify our faith. It's a season in which catechumens prepare to be baptized, but also for us, the majority of whom were baptized as infants or as children, it is a time to enter more deeply into our baptismal call. The Church tells us it's a time to enter into the desert with Christ for 40 days, with all our failures, fears, and our sins, to let Christ restore his image imprinted on us at baptism. Our time spent in prayer and penance in the desert is not a time to remind us of how bad we are, or to try and please a vengeful God. It's to see our own goodness, our own beauty, to relearn how to be dependent on him, to accept the joy that he offers, and to have the courage to follow him as disciples. Now that is all very nice, but unfortunately, it's still a bit fluffy and has the language of holy rollers. I'm reminded of the table reading we heard on Friday from the Screwtape letters. Screwtape tells Wormwood, "Keep them watching their own minds and trying to produce feelings there by the action of their own wills. When they meant to ask him for charity, let them instead start trying to manufacture charitable feelings for themselves and not notice that this is what they are doing." Renewing the gifts of faith, hope, and charity that we received at our baptism within ourselves, it's not a matter, as St. Peter says, of removing the dirt from the body. It has to take root in real action. The Church calls us to faith through prayer, not a feeling of prayerfulness or an intention to pray a bit more here or there. No, We must dedicate real time for prayer in our real days to rest with the Lord as we are now in front of the Eucharist, to meditate on the gifts he has given us and the ways in which we can better live them out. We are called to hope, not in a vague optimism, but through tangible thirst and hunger in fasting that reminds us of our thirst for God and our hope that he alone will ultimately quench that thirst. And to cultivate supernatural charity in our lives, the Church calls us to give alms. This means giving support to organizations that provide real, immediate relief to the poor. It means looking that homeless person in the eye when we give them money. In community life for us, it can mean intentionally working to repair our wounded relationships with one another, to not avoid that brother we don't like, to offer help to a brother, even when it's not convenient. How different for us the Church's view of charity is from our often manufactured feeling of charity. Fundamentally, Lent is a time to renew the graces of our baptism, to remember our goodness bestowed on us by God. This is not just a nice idea. Our entrance into the desert is real. The challenge of penance is real because our baptisms are real. If we want to truly be renewed this Lent, we cannot be afraid to enter that desert with Christ and rediscover the beauty that he's bestowed on us. Yeah.